It's federal budget eve and more is hanging on this year's fiscal update than usual. It's expected the Prime Minister Scott Morrison will drive to Government House in Yarralumla later this week to call the election. Businesses, both big and small, have their usual budget wish lists of tax cuts, looser regulation and incentives to counter a slowing economy. But by far the biggest headache for business is sourcing finance, given tighter lending standards stemming from the Banking Royal Commission. Here's the ABC senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.
The big picture of tomorrow's budget is a likely return to surplus after more than a decade in the deficit wilderness and a fistful of dollars to woo voters. But in the day-to-day world of small to medium businesses, the issue isn't so much the amount of cash sloshing around in the economy, it's more a case of banks reluctant to lend it.
We still know that access to capital is really hard for small business. And so, you know, really what we'd like to see is how can we make access to capital for small business much, much easier?
Trent Innes is chief executive of Xero, which provides the accounting platform to more than a million small to medium businesses in Australia and New Zealand. He's done the numbers and says business would borrow as much as $80 billion over the next year, but banks have turned off the tap in the wake of the Banking Royal Commission.
I mean, historically, a small business had to put their house on the line or they had to self-fund, whereas we're really working with them now to see what are the other ways we could do it. Could they actually borrow against, you know, the actual performance of their business rather than have to borrow against an asset?
The Reserve Bank recently told banks to keep lending even if it's a risky proposition, but are you seeing much evidence of that changed attitude?
Look, it's probably a little bit too early to tell at the moment, and we're still sort of coming out of the back of the Royal Commission, but I think the same conditions have remained for some time now, and that just access to capital for small businesses is just too difficult at the moment. So we're hoping to see that the government can actually help get access to capital for small business and make it a lot easier.
Would that be providing incentives to banks or just outright telling banks start lending even if it is a risky proposition?
Look, I think we're seeing some positive movements already with the $2 billion small business loan fund that's been set up. So, you know, as that starts to trickle down, hopefully that will start releasing some capital into small business.
Australia's been a nation of big ideas from the very beginning. So we are historically a culture rich in innovation and ideas. Our challenge is always commercialising that.
Anne Bowring is chief executive of the Small Cap National Stock Exchange, the little brother or little sister to the bigger ASX. She says smaller companies, particularly those in the resources sector, always find credit hard to get, but that some are now tapping capital markets like the NSX to raise cash.
Accessing liquidity and having a platform which gives you a transparent valuation and a mechanism to get your message out to the market is also really important. And we're talking to many companies to give them exactly that. Access to liquidity, a profile, transparent valuation.
But as a result of the Banking Royal Commission, some of that liquidity is drying up or banks are having much tighter lending standards. Is that starting to hurt businesses who are trying to start up?
Now more than ever, investors will be looking to trusted, regulated and transparent forms of investment opportunities out of the Royal Commission. So I think that it increasingly brings equity markets to the fore.
Xero boss Trent Innes says in addition to easing the credit squeeze, the budget needs to find a way to deal with one of the biggest issues for business, bills not being paid on time.
It puts major pressure on their cash flow. And we know that cash is king for small business. And, you know, in 2018, 46% of small businesses were cash flow negative during the year. So, you know, without cash, it doesn't allow them to grow, to hire the next employee or just to expand their business.
The answer could be e-invoicing, a practice not widely used at the moment, but Trent Innes says if adopted, it would be a matter of survival for some businesses as the economy slows and clients hold on to their cash for as long as possible.
Senior business correspondent Peter Ryan.